The year then that your father, Robert, came to Tulsa?
1912. My sister was also born that year.
And then you were born later?
Yeah, I was the baby, had a brother born in the middle, and I was born in 22.
Tell me some of the things that your father did then when he came here for a living.
Because he had enough money to do this, he had a building constructed for him on First Street between Main and Boston, 3-story brick building. He opened his jewelry and watch repair store on the ground level and had guests staying and office personnel occupying the top 2 floors. That was a successful operation for him, so he remained in the commercial real estate business from that point forward. Within, I think, 5 years or so, he was out of the jewelry business and into commercial real estate entirely.
So he really made a lot of money in Chicago then, didn't he?
He did. He was very successful there. Costs were not as high as they are now to build a building, but he found that he was able to operate a legitimate place on First Street. I say legitimate because we all have grown up here and know that First Street ultimately became a place of high prostitution. He always had a sign in his upper level that said, "We only rent space." There was no rental of rooms for just a short visit or a little prostitute to hang out. There were other places for that, but not my father's buildings.
So he actually had many buildings, six buildings? Maybe?
Yeah, he ended up with over 6 buildings, I think it was.
Including the Bank of Oklahoma building?
Including the old Bank of Oklahoma building. It was on 2nd and Main. It was a 5-story building, which he purchased, occupied a half a block, and a movie theater that was adjacent to it. It was just part of a successful commercial real estate business until the Depression in the 30s.
The stock market crashes in 29, and the Depression continues to 32. Did he lose then all his money?
Lost everything. He lost everything he had. Back rental for the offices upstairs weren't being paid, which is why he lost the building. And everything else, no payments from his tenants. But the ground floor then became basically Feldman territory. My mother supervised a beauty shop that was taken over by mother and dad, a restaurant that they had on the ground floor, which they occupied for back rental. There was a printing shop on the lower level, which they occupied for back rental. And there was an office on the upper level, which they also took over because of back rental in exchange for a farm up in Kansas, which was the only barter that the tenant had to pay his back rent. So we ended up with this whole group of businesses. And I and my brother got to go free into the movie theater that they had, which we loved, and we ate some meals in the restaurant, but primarily we ate at home.
Could those businesses be surviving in the Depression?
Yes, but they survived because they had no rent to pay, and there was no landlord who was insisting.
When they say he lost the buildings, who did he lose the buildings to? Was the bank?
Oh, the bank mortgage.
Right.
Yeah, mortgage was foreclosed.
But the bank let them stay in on the main floor, even though it was within the building.
Yeah, well, he had nothing to pay to the bank anymore because the bank paid off its mortgage through the foreclosure of the building.
So there were several businesses then that they got into, and your mother was very much involved in all that.
That is correct. And it ended up that with the farm, my brother was enamored by this whole experience when they went up to this quite luxurious farm. It was a guest farm, built as that, and cattle. With the farm and my brother deciding to live there, again, like other things that the family touched, it was successful.
During that period, you were then about 13 or 14 years old.
Yes, it definitely was during that
period.
But the meals were on the table, and we certainly experienced the poverty and the dust bowl that hit Oklahoma at that time.
You didn't feel it, you said.
We didn't within our own home, but we experienced it in the way that others did who had the ability to help. People came to our back door almost nightly with an empty bowl in hand. we were aware of the depression, but there was food on the table, and my father, being the kind of person he was, there was always a smile, none of his business strains or problems. We managed.
So losing all those buildings, did he seem to take that in stride? You remember them agonizing about all that?
It was concealed from us. We knew what was going on, of course. But Dad was very optimistic and upbeat. Mother and Dad had to move up to the farm and live on the farm for about 2 years. I was fortunate that my brother, who had married, was already there and had a grandchild for them. So they had a home, but my mother was totally displeased having to live on a farm. My dad was happy because he always said he wanted to live in a house without a door. We had an 8-bedroom house there on the farm, which was a very nice home. It had been built for guests.